Deadwood Soundweb.
Yeah. Welcome to Dippers, Sarah.
Dip. I'm ready to go dipping. What are you dipping this week? Like, are you any foods that you'd like to take for a dip?
Oh, any foods that I'd like to dip?
Yeah, what's your week? What do you got coming up on the dip?
You know, I'm thinking about it now. I don't know if I have any pre-planned dips.
Okay.
But now that you've mentioned it, I could really go for like a tempura zucchini.
Ooh.
To dip into something. Doesn't that sound good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lightly breaded and fried to perfection. Just a little.
Are you thinking like a soy, hoisin, sesame oil combo type dip?
I am now.
Okay.
What about an aioli of some sort?
Ooh.
Could I make a Asian fusion aioli?
I am always down for an aioli.
A splash of lemon.
Oh, gotta have a lemon.
Lemon.
Gotta have a lemon. Mm-hmm. Liz lemon.
I was thinking U2's lemon.
Wait, what's U2's lemon?
You remember U2, that band? Do you remember their song? She wants lemon.
No.
Hang on. Friends,
I must have heard this.
Stand by.
I mean, I grew
you
up.
You must have heard this.
Okay. It's possible that I heard it and have blocked it out completely.
Want lemon. I don't know. Maybe he like discovered poppers one weekend and took off. Lemon. Maybe he went to a weekend retreat and they were like, Bono, you just need to open your chakra and like let the universe speak through you. And he went in the meditation yurt and like charged his crystals. Mm-hmm. And unclenched, and into his mind came lemon.
I think you're right. And I mean, The Edge wanted to use that effect that he could do on his guitar. And they were like, okay, well, this, if you take the rhythm section away and you just have.
I know.
And lemon. It's really just kindergarten, folks. I mean, we got to bring the beat in to make that song palatable at all.
Lemon. Could you imagine the isolated vocals?
I can't wait.
The booth, just like in a black jacket in those fucking bug eye sunglasses.
If you would like to send us the isolated vocals to
lemon. DippersPod@gmail.com. We're going to talk about someone weird, wild, and wonderful today.
Oh, yeah.
But we also wanted to let y'all know right off the bat that we are going to be talking about like food, health, and diet culture related stuff. And so we may talk about calories or macros and stuff like that. So we just wanted to give y'all fair warning that that is coming up.
Because today we're talking about
Richard Simmons! Go on. Tell us all about him.
Well, I saw this video on his website. It was posted, I think this is the most recent one maybe.
Okay.
Within this month from his exercise video, Disco Sweat with Richard Simmons.
Yep.
Did you watch this one?
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It opens just like a movie. Mm-hmm. We're in New York City for the disco party. Richard is walking down the street. He stops at a Payless shoe store and checks out his own brand of Richard Simmons sneakers. All white dad sneakers. Did you see these?
They were the chunkiest and the socks.
Oh,
socks.
Oh, the socks. I am telling you, you have never.
I have.
These kids today, they don't have the...
They don't have the ankle balls to pull those socks off. I'm sorry, you need to be hauling a real pair of low hangers if you want to tuck them into those nasty socks. That's some sexy shit. It's as... They make his ankles so thick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like as thick as the width of the chunky dad clompy sneaker.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even remember that he had a shoe brand.
I don't know if I knew that either.
Much less at Payless. But, you know, it makes sense. Like, you go into Payless shoe store. Oh, Richard Simmons. Well, not anymore. But rest in peace.
R.I.P. Payless shoe.
Do
you know how many uncomfortable pairs of shoes I wore to school from the Payless shoe source?
Yep.
Damn, girl.
It was the source for paying less for shoes.
And that also equated to a lower quality. However, they kept people in shoes.
Right. And if you ask my mother, and probably uh-huh. lots of mothers out there, uh-huh. from when your kids are going through growth spurts and need a new pair of shoes like every month or every 2 months, it's like, I'm not going to buy. I'm sorry. You're not getting the $80 shoes.
No.
You're getting the $14 shoes.
They didn't have like the Barbie sneakers at Payless. They'd have like the Barbara sneakers mm-hmm. there, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't even remember that he had one, but it makes perfect sense. Of course he had a Payless shoe store sneaker.
Of course
sneaker.
He did.
We follow his white crew stocks with the chunky fold dancing down the street. He stops at Lenny's Pizza for a quick slice of pie. We then see Richard open his closet door, revealing a collection of Swarovski adorned tank tops, mm-hmm. part of his signature uniform. He fingers through them to find the perfect one, blue tank that says Brooklyn with the Brooklyn Bridge pictured below. He fluffs his poofy hair on his head. And to the disco we go. He is greeted by every patron saying, "How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?" with a thick Brooklyn accent. People are drinking at the bar. One couple stops making out just to say, "How's it going?" Finally, Richard makes his way to the dance floor, saying, "I'm gonna burn some fat off of you today, and that is a promise!" End scene.
Richard Simmons, ladies and gentlemen.
So this is what we're dealing with.
This is what we're dealing with today. When we say Richard Simmons, what do you think of at home?
Marshmallows.
You have 30 seconds to make your notes, starting now. Did you say marshmallows?
Yeah,
Marshmallows. We're just doing some pure word association here.
Just whatever.
That's right. Rhinestones.
Assholes.
Oh, okay. Okay, well,
that's what came out.
It connected, and I am sure there is a rhinestoned asshole.
Like a rhinestone asshole.
You brought up, like, the essential spirit of Richard Simmons.
Yes.
And I think that as cultural icons go, if that's what we can call him, he's certainly a celebrity, a public figure, a well-known. This is before influencers were a thing, so he was just a person in the public, a celebrity.
He was an influencer.
He certainly was. There's been much written and a podcast in particular about him recently called Missing Richard Simmons, and we kind of decided to not really rehash exactly everything they're doing and just kind of take our little take on the whole situation. It's hard to think of a current person to equate him to.
Very true.
But he was so, first of all, he was incredibly, he had a very specific look and it was incredibly recognizable. And like we were talking about his chunky white leather aerobic shoes, thick, thick white socks that graced the tannest, firmest,
Silky smooth. I'm like, does he have some amazing nylons on?
How
do they get them that shiny?
Oiled up for sure. And, you know, definitely, and just bronzed to the gods, curvaceous, literally cut from stone, gorgeous legs.
In his hot pants.
The shortest shorts allowed on a man on television. The sort of shorts that they have to put an inner lining to hold on to your business so it can't make an appearance to the left or right. Like, these look like high cut panties, like French cut panties sometimes. But if you have that kind of thigh action going on.
Right. Gotta show that off.
Let that freak flag fly.
That's it. And then
wave
that tank top.
Okay, well, you mentioned the Swarovski encrusted tank tops.
Usually.
And always coordinated, usually like red shorts, red top with an accent color, showing off the physique, but also wearing the costume that everybody knows him
by. He says it's not a costume. It's a uniform.
Well, he is a sport. That makes more sense.
He is.
In the sports world, we would not call it our baseball costume.
Right.
I suppose that makes sense.
Call it a uniform.
My UFC costume. No, it's my uniform.
Right.
For my MMA costume.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, he is.
I have to go to UFC rehearsal.
And then I got to go to Slimmin's.
That's right. Slimmin's was his gym and fitness center.
Correct.
That he opened after moving to Los Angeles in the 70s. He developed his interest in fitness, it sounds like, upon moving to Los Angeles.
He says he was overweight and then he got really into fitness and he lost a lot of his weight.
Exactly. The exercise studios of the day, and particularly in the fitness videos and whatnot, really catered to people that were already thin, people that already looked good, that could wear their super high-cut leotards or whatever.
Right.
And he recognized that that wasn't always a comfortable place for people to be if they were at a different place in their fitness journey. He established gyms and started working with customers, showing them acceptance and a different way to do it. And of course, this made him wildly popular. And his interest in fitness all along the way and his very dynamic personality, it says he lost over 100 pounds, like over 120 pounds. He was also a testament to his own successful training. Like, if I can lose weight and keep it off, so can you. And
very that was, Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's
welcome. You've got to start somewhere.
Yep, come on.
And he's got the before pictures, you know? And so originally, Slimmin's was known as the Anatomy Asylum.
Oh my God. What a name. Is that a band?
And it sounds like,
a video game?
Like the McCamey Manor. It sounds like a horror Halloween hell house or something. God.
Can you say it again?
The Anatomy Asylum. And he always, again, trigger warning, put a lot of emphasis on eating control, portioned eating, what you're eating for better or for worse. So he, and we'll get into it later, he also had something called the Deal-A-Meal.
Oh,
we all remember the fucking infomercials that would take over the afternoon programming. But it was sort of all in one. In the Anatomy Asylum, later Slimmin's, it was not only a workout studio and a gym, there was a cafe, you could buy the food, you could get the cookbooks, the outfit. Eventually, when he shifted away from the asylum towards Slimmin's, he just brought it back to focus on exercise and the fitness because that was his bread and butter. He actually provided classes for everybody for a very long time. After he was a very famous person, he would go in and teach classes. So he always retained this touch. He also ran Slimmin's. And though he, of course, as we'll get into, was not always teaching the classes because he was busy, it only closed in 2016. From the 80s up to 2016, this was a thriving fitness center workout facility. Slimmin's is something that we also found out a lot more about through the podcast, Missing Richard Simmons, because of all the interviews they conducted with regulars and people that did the program there. We knew Richard Simmons more because of Sweatin' to the Oldies.
Oh my God, Sweatin' to the Oldies! That was the jam!
Hi everybody, I'm Richard Simmons! And he just bursts on the screen.
Come with me.
That's right. You're tired of all those skinny, sad-looking prima donnas, aren't you?
Wake up!
That's right. And come to Richard Simmons and Sweat with the Oldies. He did hits from the 50s and 60s, on the boardwalk, downtown, that's sort of the vibe. He wound up doing 5 of these collection VHS at the time and then later DVDs.
I actually owned one.
Hello.
It's gone, but
I was always a Denise Austin girl. I really liked Denise Austin.
Wait, with Buns of Steel, Abs of Steel, Legs of Steel.
I liked Denise's, the Hawaii one. She did, it was like on the beach in Hawaii. She was just very uplifting. Richard is also uplifting, but he is firm and he is very,
He was like, no, you want to see results. We're going to do everything it takes to get
that
results.
Donut out of your hand and get onto the dance floor. You know, it was a very of the time thing. When I think back about diet culture and what we saw on TV, I think part of why Richard Simmons became sort of the stereotype or the caricature that he did is that, yes, he had the uniform. You know, it was easy to throw on a big fluffy wig and the tank top and the socks and pull it off. It was easier to access for everybody. He'd have every kind of person behind him, all sorts of different colors, all genders, everybody was represented. And he understood, right? Like, it always came back to, I know where you're coming from, people. I'm there too. I'm on my weight loss journey, keeping my weight off. And so it always was very, very authentic. Like, people really related to him. And
he was vulnerable.
Exactly. He was real. He did have real relationships with many, many, many people.
Yes.
He seemed to be very accessible.
Right.
Of course, nobody truly is really accessible.
Well, that was a big thing for him. He was very accessible, and he was known for always spending time with fans. He would have people he would call every morning, check on them. Someone said they thought it was 30 people at one point. He would call in the morning. I'm checking in on you. How you doing?
Wow.
Can I support you in any way? Do you need any words of encouragement?
Mm.
He was a big, like, I've got encouraging things to say. Even some of his videos were like short series where it would be like daily motivationals.
Right.
And like, he sold videos, but he wasn't getting paid for this personal work he was doing.
No, not that
And
time.
So sweet and so nice.
Yeah.
And always ready to take a picture. There's a video from 2012 on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
The Australians. He was popular for when the Hollywood tour vans.
Sure.
And the tour buses would come by.
Yeah.
If he was out in the yard or he saw them, he would go out and say hi, everybody, and take pictures with people.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So there is a video of a woman and she's on the bus tour. And then the guy's like, oh, here's Richard Simmons. Sometimes he's out. Does anybody see him? And then they like catch him and they like wave and he actually comes out.
Aww.
Let me, who said they were from New Orleans? Let me talk to you. Have you ever been to Mother's or whatever?
Right.
Yeah. And they start talking. He takes pictures with multiple people. He's like, have a great day. He's so sweet to everyone.
Yep.
He did that all on his own. He loved to connect with people and he loved to make people's day.
Mm-hmm.
It can't last for everyone.
No. And, you know, there's some pretty touching moments in Missing Richard Simmons, and they're interviewing some people about, like, well, he gave all of himself for so long. I think maybe it's William who said, like, he gave all of himself for so long. Of course he wanted to go away.
Right. When people are always asking him, like, why don't you get married? Why don't you have a partner? Like, he says, I have little to offer one person, but I have a lot to offer many people.
Huh.
I need a break.
Right?
Shit. Wait, what is this deal-a-meal?
Deal-a-meal? Well, don't you like playing cards? Wouldn't it be fabulous if eating healthy and losing weight was as easy and fun as playing a game of cards? With Deal-A-Meal, it is! So in the 80s and the early 90s, if you were having any sort of system for whatever it was, but weight loss especially, it had to come with office supplies. Like, there'd be a notebook, there'd be a binder, there'd be a journal, there'd be little flaps and tabs and things to tuck in and stickers to put on other shit.
That's how they get you.
It's very over-involved.
I mean, even children collected stickers.
Yes.
Everybody had a sticker book our age.
Everything. It was always a thing. And in particular, with Deal-A-Meal, you would have your little wallet thing you could carry in your pocketbook or on your person, because every day you would give yourself your cards for the day, essentially. And like, blue is for meats, orange is for veggies.
So it's like
veggies.
Five different colors, you said?
There's a series of colors and they represent each of the food groups. And you're allowed a certain number of each.
Six colors.
Every day.
That's how many.
Six colors. And when you're out of cards, you're done eating for the day.
That's it.
You're done.
Done. And don't forget to get your cardio in. Don't forget to stretch. Don't forget to do your sweat into the oldies.
That's right. Your downtown disco.
Boom.
And maybe you've had 12,000. Maybe you've had 1,200 calories and you feel like passing out, you know?
I actually saw an infomercial for the Deal-A-Meal.
Yep.
And it's an 80s one, and he is wearing, I want it so bad. Oh,
the pink
bad.
And the yellow.
The 80s sweater.
Yep.
It is pink.
Oh, my God.
And, like, neon yellow stripes, mm-hmm. but in the middle, very geometrical,
yes.
is a sailboat yes, in blue and purple and white. I'm like, where is this sweater? Where can I find it? Email me at dipperspod@gmail.com.
And did he wear anything under it? Yes, he did, a collared polo. Because what else do you wear?
This is him, like, dressed up, because he's not got his normal uniform on. He's like, no, I'm casual. I'm just wearing this fly sweater. He probably still had his, like, own brand shoes on,
though. Well, and shorts, I bet. And sitting there at the table with his tea, and he's just talking to you, girl to girl, about Deal-A-Meal. Now, it's like an hour-long infomercials. You know, these just play on the telly. And you could order in. I'm sure there were all sorts of different programs you could add on to the basic package. But essentially, you were supposed to live every day eating according to these cards.
And this is your life now.
That's it. That's success.
Eat according to the cards you've been dealt.
Six cards a day.
That's all you get.
That's what you get. If anybody did Deal-A-Meal and wants to talk about their experience, do you know, did Maintenance Phase do an episode on Deal-A-Meal? I forgot to look.
I feel like they did.
I should go back and look. We want to recommend the fabulous podcast Maintenance Phase.
Yes.
So good.
With Michael Hobbs and Aubrey Gordon. OMG.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And they talk all about diet culture and weight and health and America.
They give excellent information. They are hilarious.
Oh, it's just wonderful. So I'm sure they've talked about it. And before I forget, I have here a review of Richard Simmons' Sweatin' to the Oldies. This is from a website called viewpoints.com.
Give it to me.
This is by Lena Bina One.
Yeah.
This is March 24th, 2014. This is a really fun video with crazy fun music and songs. But does it deliver a good workout? ? I grew up with Richard Simmons. I also loved watching him on my favorite soap, General Hospital, where he taught aerobics. So I am familiar with him. This video will definitely get you moving, but I find it's more of a music video at times than an instructional fitness video. He does try to engage all the people and talk to the viewers, but he really does not teach you the moves. You just sort of follow and try to figure out what he's doing. There are times in the video where I just stood and lifted my legs to the music. This would be a great video for senior citizens to follow along. Obviously, they would know the music more than the current generation.
Yeah.
And the pace is just slower for the older set.
This person is like, I need it now.
This is fun. And Richard is a hoot to listen to. But for today's active youth, there are more revved up videos that deliver a more intense workout. Long live Richard Simmons.
Oh, my God. That person does not sound very hip. I'm just going to say they said a hoot.
Thank you.
For our generation.
Thank you. However, if this person thinks that the workout is not intense enough.
Oh, right? I don't know.
That maybe we take the critique.
They're also probably in shape because I'm telling you, I did the Sweatin' to the Oldies video and I think that I was like still in my 20s.
And you were sweating.
I remember like there were multiple people doing it and being like, oh, this is a workout. Like, I mean,
okay.
All right. No, if you're an athlete already, no. But if you're just a normal person who doesn't really work out, but you're like, I need something to get me to start working out again and I'm out of shape.
Yes.
And you pop this tape in and you try going through the whole thing without having, whew, I need a quick break.
I need to sit down. I need to put my soup cans down, my makeshift hand weights, and take a breather.
Yes.
Loosen these ties on my leather aerobic shoe.
I need to tie my shoe because I didn't get the Velcro with the strap.
Oh, the ponies with the little Velcros. You remember they'd have that little tiny pocket on the side for what,
like
your
ruse?
For your Coke, basically. Right. Like, what would you put in there? A key? Would a key even fit in
no,
there?
No, that's the thing. The most recent ones I saw, you couldn't fit a key.
Come on.
Like, a Jaybird would just get squishoed.
Anything. Come on. It's got to be cocaine.
I have a pocket.
Look out, I have a pocket.
Like, maybe we should have an old episode on, like, gimmick shoes. Because I had Reebok.
Yes!
I had Reebok pumps.
Pumps!
Oh, yeah. I was, like, my jam.
Oh,
I wish I still had
God.
Them so bad. They were so cool. I love them.
Do you remember The State on MTV?
Of course.
Oh, God. They had a sketch, and it was about shoes with piggies on the heel, and they make a sound like a pig when you step down on them.
Okay.
I was just, oh God, talk about the nihilistic satire of the 90s.
These are the days that
the piggies make squeaky. I always, do you remember when you would try to pump them so hard? Like you,
you don't want to you don't want to pop it. You want to pop it, you don't want to bop it.
Pump
it up. Hey, did I tell you how much I love this June Shine Hard K?
You didn't. Are you doing that pre-advertising before we've been hired to advertise thing again? I love it.
Midnight Painkiller.
Oh, that's the one that has stuff in it.
It's got stuff.
And bits.
Coconut, pineapple, orange, nutmeg, and charcoal. It's kind of like the Camel Crush of Hard K.
Oh my God, Camel Crush!
You gotta have a gimmick. Thank you, Juneshine.
It is kind of like the Camel Crush of Hard K. Why don't we have more of the Camel Crush of things?
I want to be the Camel Crush of podcasting.
Do you remember the gum with the soda inside?
Dr. Pepper?
And they had a Cherry 7 Up and RC Cola. Yeah.
Oh, the first time I saw Dr. Pepper gum, I was like, you got
bitch,
what?
Get in my mouth.
And then once I finally had one, I was like, okay, this is like the most luxurious gum of all time.
The layers of a sensation. You had this, the gently powdered outside and a smooth, a tender bite to the surface.
So tender.
Almost like, what's that, the Japanese ice cream? Mochi? Yes. That, like, that a similar, like, bean paste quality to the outside. And then inside.
Flavor country.
A pure, delightful jelly-filled center would just burst into your mouth.
And the perfect consistency for what we were dealing with.
A riot of sugar.
Mm.
The flavor lasted 45 seconds maximum, but it was just all gone. Gone.
I mean, after about 2 minutes, it just kind of was like burped Dr. Pepper.
Yes, it's turning to powder and sawdust in your mouth.
But it is a minute of glory, the whole process.
You know what? 5 pieces per pack.
Oh, yeah. 5. And you'd be like, oh, I don't know. This was like back in the day. It's like, this one's like $1.09.
I know.
Like, I don't know. For five pieces. I don't know.
$1.
I don't know. But it was worth it.
It was worth
it. It really was. Like, it was a way to like have a good day at school if you're like wanting attention. You like take some Dr. Pepper gum.
Seriously.
You're like, want a slice of Dr. Pepper? Like, I'm just pimping out Dr. Pepper gum all afternoon.
That's right.
I'll be here. Do you want to be toned to the bone?
Oh, I don't know. That doesn't seem right.
Wait, how does Richard say it?
Do you want to be toned to the bone? Well, come with me. Yes. Yes. It's like right up through the nasal cavities. I love a shrieky, shrieky, sparkly person. I say this as a shrieky, sparkly person.
So in the 80s and in the 90s and in the early 2000s, Richard was the man. He made countless public appearances. I mean, he was your go-to guy. If you had a show, a talk show in Hollywood or New York, and Richard was in town and you needed a space, can Richard come on? He was on everything. Every talk show.
Yep.
Every radio show, any event. Okay, and it's Richard Simmons. He would just pop up anywhere with these public appearances.
Hollywood Squares.
Oh, there's another Hollywood Squares reference.
Yes!
Yes, he was definitely the man. He was on the Howard Stern show so many times. He was a regular. I don't know. I should
really?
Look. He was on there like over 10 times or something.
Wow.
And it's really sad because you know Howard Stern and all he is a bully. Wow. And Richard Simmons, all he is a very sensitive man.
Yeah.
And it's hard to tell sometimes how much he's shticking it up.
Sure.
And how much he's actually feelings hurt.
Yeah.
I watched one where he left crying.
Oh, God.
He said, please stop. Please stop fucking with me, Howard. I love you, Howard. Richard said, please stop. I don't want to talk about this. I'm here to talk about my fundraiser I'm doing for kids. Howard would not stop.
Jesus.
He called him womanly.
Oh, fuck.
He asked him questions about him being gay. Why don't you have a wife? Why doesn't anybody want you? Live on the radio. Richard handles it really well.
Sure.
In his Richard way.
Sure.
And eventually he gets really upset and he just leaves. Yeah. And the camera follows him out. Howard Stern's been bullying him. Sure. Like kicking him when he's down. And then they interview all the other hosts and they're like, well, I think he's just sticking it up. That's what he does. He said he had to leave at 6:45 and look at what time it is. Did he? Or was he really hurt? Because when you're watching it, it doesn't seem like maybe he's just that good.
Well, stop asking people like about their sex stuff. I guess like if that's all you have to talk about, there's so many assumptions that are made about people in specific by what assumptions people make about their sexual proclivities and what they like and what they don't like. Cis men need to just shut the fuck up. Just right. Stop talking.
It was a really weird public persona to have because he had so many dedicated followers. Yeah. And people that just loved and adored him. But really, when you think back about when I was growing up and people said Richard Simmons, it was somebody to make fun of, a caricature. Everybody made fun of him.
Yeah.
Yes, he was beloved. Certain people in the public,
yeah.
A lot of cis men, especially
type people.
They made fun of him. He was a butt of a joke. He was a butt of a joke on Howard Stern. Even if he was putting on shtick, the whole point of him being on there was so that they, oh, here's what we do. We make fun of him. And the same thing on David Letterman. He was on there like 6 or 7
times.
They would always play practical jokes on him. But like, he had to know. When you're making these appearances, okay, I've been on here 7 times. They always do a practical joke on me. You know what you're doing, and maybe is this part of the whole shtick that he's like, oh, yeah, we'll do a thing? But also, even if it is, it's like very homophobic.
Yeah.
They're making fun of him as a person being a weak person and going, ah! And screaming and running away like he does.
How old does it get? Like, do you not have anything else to talk about with this person? Is it always that they have to be the butt of the joke? That's why I was struggling to find a current person to equate him to.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it was like, like I
people
say,
aren't that mean anymore.
Well, oh, they are.
Well,
oh, they absolutely are. He's low-hanging fruit. Yeah. No pun intended, but Richard Simmons is really low-hanging fruit.
Right. So all of this was probably helping contribute to Richard wanting to step out of the public a little more. In February of 2014, his retreat from the public began. Mm. We didn't see him anymore after February 2014. And he stopped being on all social media or just participating in anything at all.
And he'd been teaching at Slimmin's up until then,
He had been going to class on his class days. Mm. He had people who were members of that class. They had routines. They hung out with him outside of class. Mm-hmm. Or he would call them at night. He called me every night at like 11 p.m. Mm. It was like a 10-minute phone call every single night. And then all around the same time, he just stopped. It all
disappeared.
No communication. He ghosted.
That's weird.
Not only the world, because it would be one thing to ghost your social media and say, I don't want to be, I'm not playing celebrity anymore.
Public.
But I think he had his own life so much. He was codependent on his career and his actual life and his connections he was making. The only connections he was making was as Richard Simmons, when I'm on and I'm helping people and I'm out here and I'm talking to you and supporting you. That was the connections and the friends he was making. He wasn't allowing himself to open up to relationships outside of the only thing he knew. But by March of 2016, which is over 2 years later, speculation that he was being held hostage by his housekeeper happened. He eventually approached the Today Show and he went on live and said, I am fine. I am not being kidnapped or held hostage. This is what he said.
When we say speculation, we're talking about like articles and stuff online and petitions and like it was a big deal. Like the podcast, it was a lot of focus on him.
Well, it was, that's why it was a big deal.
Right.
As we said, because he was such an out there person. And like we talked about earlier, he's like fans that people he doesn't even know are going by his house. If he happens to see them, he comes out, takes picture. He's just that friendly.
Yeah.
He's that person.
Yeah.
He had so many relationships with so many people. Mm-hmm. Well, he eventually, I think, just needed a break from it all. He ended up having around that time to get a knee replacement. And so that, and he got into a little bit of depression and being laid up, and that he just stopped communicating. And, you know, he went down the slippery slope. missing Richard Simmons. That's what we have.
Yeah.
So that was March 16. By March 17,
a year later,
the LAPD performed a welfare check. Mm. Who knows what spurred this off? But now it's been a couple years here, sure. And we're still not hearing from him. But we know he's living there.
Right.
Something's. Everyone's just freaked out. What is going on? Mm-hmm. Where is Richard Simmons? Mm-hmm. It's weird that he, like, if you're going to retire from your career, you would just. Most people say. Even Amanda Bynes said, I'm retiring. But we heard nothing.
Right.
So they performed the welfare check. Mm-hmm. He's fine. He's in there. He's fine. He talked to us. Mm-hmm. Everything seemed fine. A couple months later, in May, he sued the National Enquirer and other publications, for false claims that he had gender reassignment surgery, and he lost. He also sued a private investigator that had been, like, following him because everybody was sending out private investigators. What is going on with you?
Sure.
He was like, stop, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we didn't hear from him. That was all started in February of 2014. The first sign of actual life that's not him saying, I'm okay, was in April of 2020 because what happened?
The big sick.
The pandemic of 2020. Coronavirus! Shit is getting real!
It was real. It remains real.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cardi B, once again. So he kind of made a YouTube comeback.
Mm-hmm.
He started posting, or his page, so either him or whoever is running his page, he is obviously authorizing this. And, you know, a sweet guy probably said, you know, I don't really want to do anything, but I feel like people need something right now. Let's release some old videos that we have and old clips. So still going today, at least one a week, sometimes more than one video of all different sorts on his YouTube channel. We have a hoedown workout.
Right.
We have Broadway workouts.
Yes.
There is also Richard Simmons' lullaby recovery playlist.
See?
We have multiple Christmas playlists.
Love it.
Piano music, just with his face in the corner. But not him playing piano. No. Just a playlist that he was like, you might like this if you need some background piano music. Something very intriguing is his workout for seniors called Silver Fox Workout.
Okay, I didn't click on that, but I seen it. And I was very intrigued.
You know, it's like chair workouts and older senior workouts. Yeah. But here's why what is going on here?
Okay.
Maybe someone knows.
Okay.
Are these like siblings or parents or relatives somehow of famous people? Because we have starring some lady who's not Farrah called somebody Fawcett. And it's like an older lady.
Okay.
Someone Stallone. Someone Pacino.
Oh,
like,
maybe.
All these people with like famous last names video, but they look older than the stars would have been at that point.
I like those vibes. You might be right.
I don't know.
Now, also on the YouTube is a commercial he did with his mother for a senior living facility, or what do we call that?
Like Shag in Washington.
Yes, exactly. Like Panorama City. And it's called like Colonial Estates in Florida. All these pictures like of them in profile, and he's kind of cuddled up behind her, and the lighting is so good, you know. And it's so big bedrooms. I love the spacious kitchen.
There's a whole bridge club every Tuesday and Thursday.
Exactly. You can see he did try to build a career around helping people. He genuinely cares for people.
Right.
That is evident.
Yes. He couldn't help himself. I gotta do something, Margie!
People needed it. They needed something to do. It's nice workouts.
He's a natural healer.
Yeah. He is a natural healer.
He wants to give his energy. And I think he eventually came to the point he said, I'm all out of energy. I can't do it anymore.
But I have all this archival footage. Let's cut it up. I'd like to also, some extremely positive energy of his that you can view on the YouTube right now is the Sweat Into the Oldies 2 commercial.
Okay.
Commercial, which is the one where he is floating through this sort of like Tron-esque graphic laser background on a bunch of balloons.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And, you know, so they green screened him. And somehow he's kicking his legs in the air and holding on to these.
Does he have them thick fold socks?
Yes, he has the thick fold socks on. His calves are shining.
So shiny.
And he's floating through the sky. It is so good. And there's a bit of high intrigue at the end. I just won't spoil it for you. Sweat into the Oldies 2 commercial. You won't be sorry.
So some more of the videos that were of note that you can find on Richard Simmons on YouTube.
Yes.
He had a series. I only found 3 of them. There may be more out there that he has not posted. But this was back before he started reposting. He stopped posting on YouTube in 13 before he reemerged in 20.
Sure.
But he did a series of parody videos of Claire Danes on Homeland. Oh. Very overdramatic Richard Simmons.
Oh, my God.
Duck Dynasty.
Wow.
Yeah, he like had the beard and was like acting like the guy from Duck Dynasty. And also, very intriguing, Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City.
Of course.
That one was very good.
Of course he's a Carrie. Of course he's a Carrie.
But yes, he does his impression, a parody, as he is
that
calling
is
it.
So funny. What a time capsule. What a specific slice of time. Oh, the Venn diagram of Duck Dynasty, Sex in the City, and Homeland.
Yep, doing Claire Danes. Oh.
Now, admittedly, that would be a funny impersonation to see.
It's there for all of you to check out.
Oh, my God. That makes me think of, was it Drew Doge and Chloe?
Oh,
when
Chloe.
When he does Chloe Sevigny. Oh, my God. Chloe. I can't. Okay, that's good. Now I'm going to have to go watch Richard Simmons giving us Claire Danes. Isn't that terrorism drama? Is that what Homeland is?
I think so. I never watched that. It's a little like too serious for my taste.
It's Claire Danes in a blazer.
Yeah.
I'm not putting money on that horse.
Thank you.
No.
I'm not either.
Sometimes you just have to call them fast.
Yep. No. Nope.
Claire Danes blazer? No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Unless someone can like show me one scene, like you get one scene, show me one clip from YouTube. I'm talking under 2 minutes. Show me one scene that you're like, no. This is what you got. If you could blow me away, then I would at least give it a 2-episode try.
If blowing us away with Homeland is what finally urges people to communicate with us, I am there, dog.
Bring it on.
Papa, can you hear me?
I have one more suggestion. If you are going to check out anything of all this Richard Simmons stuff, you have got or listen to his song, which apparently he released, but there is an official music video as well. There's also a lyrical video if you want to get deep, but it's called Hairdo.
Hairdo.
From 2013. So the end of the line here, he was putting out the music videos of Hairdo, and it is actually good. It's very like a RuPaul.
Yes. Who did he do that with? Isn't it with?
It was just him on the video with all kinds of his background dancers who looked like you were people from his gym and
like
people he knew.
And
I mean, he was looking good and doing his thing, and he had costumes and wigs for it. Was very good. You got to check out Hairdo.
Okay.
You will not be disappointed.
All right.
Tell him Serotonin Donna sent you over. How you doing?
Oh, sweet Richard. I want to thank Richard Simmons for being a bright light of originality and individuality and embracing who you are and seeing the power within yourself to help other people and always being wonderful and lovely.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
If you're out there listening right now, you're cool.
I'm sure I engaged in good-natured laughing at Richard Simmons like everyone else and rolled my eyes at his infomercials and whatnot. I certainly was not interested to sweat into his oldies when I was 10.
No.
It was a silly thing. But now, at my age... Uh-huh. And when I see the things I do, I'm like, I understand him entirely.
Right.
I know why he was wearing those. I have those socks.
You do. You wear those in your act.
I have those socks, but I also have them for regular and don't think I haven't worn them out. If you pull them up, they come up to your knees.
You have them for regular.
You can get like a 4-pack on Amazon.
But I know you have them for regular, but do you do the Richard Simmons fold? The fat fold.
You push them down. They're a scrunch.
Okay. But that's not what he does.
Well, I am sorry, but my calves have a different natural silhouette. And the fat fold is not what my legs want. I scrunch.
Yeah,
give
baby.
Give me some of that muff scrunching. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I really think we need to start looking towards summer 2023.
Ooh. Okay.
Muff Mansion.
Okay.
Clam jam at Muff Mansion.
Mm-hmm. There'll be dipper sizing.
Okay. Dippers present Clam Jam at Muff Mansion 2023. We're going to start taking deposits soon. Then we'll start planning the festival. We're going to do the Spire style.
Mm-hmm. The Tang Bang. Oh, wait. No, that's
no.
Not it.
No. Oh, not wait. It. No. That. Ooh, no. You're getting somewhere. Right. We need to write these down.
I mean, I think there's somewhere to go, but that's not it. Hold on.
You're gonna get your snacks at the lunchbox.
The munchbox.
No, that's too. Oh, it's right
okay,
there.
Okay. Lemonade stand.
Well, you're gonna get your drinks at the liquor cabinet.
Oh, ba-chow! Ba-da! Boom! Pow!
Oh, I like that even better. She pushed a button, but not really, just then went, pow! So, if you've met Richard Simmons, if you have a cute picture with him from your bus tour of L.A., if you have dipper-sized with Richard Simmons and you want to tell us about it, you can reach us at dipperspod@gmail.com. You can hit the link below our show notes and
leave us a voicemail
on Anchor. You can just pod to us that way, and maybe we'll put you on the show. Also, we're still waiting to hear if anybody's fucked Gallagher. So come on.
Let's get toned to the bone.
Oh, boy. What if Gallagher and Richard Simmons did some sort of what? That sounds like a dream. You know, like you wake up and you're like, what just happened?
I don't think Gallagher would stand for, well, actually.
Oh, God, that's a tough one. I almost feel like that's like spy versus spy. It's like matter and antimatter. They're two sides of the same coin in a way. Like right. They just implode.
Too similar. They're like, they do not get along.
Or suck each other into a black hole and take the rest of us with them.
Same. They could be working on the same circuit. Like Gallagher opens up for Richard Simmons.
He'd hate that. He'd leave cottage cheese all over the stage so he would slip.
I'm going to burn some fat off of you today. That's a promise. Wait, that's just not how he says it.
No, but honestly, the menace really brings forth the... I mean, there's a reason we're not screeching that at people in our weight loss programs anymore.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to burn some fat off of you today.
Here I go again. Thanks for playing with us this week.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Sarah.
And you're dipped.
Oh my God. Thank you for putting up with us. Bye.
Bye.
Dippers.
Don't be mad, God.
Are you there, God?
It's us. Dippers.
No. No. Was that a bong? Were you being a bong?
I was going to, but it got messed
up. I know. It's okay. It was all right. I was like, oh my God. Is this what the Saw movies are like? I'm so scared. I've never seen.
I can't believe you haven't seen Saw.
I can't. No.
You haven't seen Saw?
No, and I won't.
Are you going to see Saw?
No. It's like I have.
What if you watch them backwards?
No, that's not better. No. Kind of looks like a boo with a nimalonda.
Zach and Matt discuss some of the best and worst horror movies out there. Check out all four seasons of Watch No Evil. Lauren and Sarah riff on changing topics each week. Whether it's celebrity horoscopes, the poop cruise, or smell-o-vision, you'll laugh along with Dippers. Catch up on pop culture news and reviews every week with Brandon Biggs and Carl on Not Safe for Network. Professor Aaron Donaldson and Purple Heart recipient Charles Horgan break down war movies, their narratives, and the rhetoric behind them on Real War Project.